You know, because my grandmother taught me it's okay to speak. You know, it's okay to speak. And some old people like that. And they go, hey, baby. You know, they do that all the time. How you doing, baby? You know, I'm doing fine, Grandmama. Don't even know. You know, I'm fine. Just speak. So.
So what other comments about language do you have? Anything you want to tell me about language in general?
Basically, what distresses me is about language is that the English language, most of our black males cannot speak it or understand it. And when I say that, I'm talking about as far as paperwork, textbooks are concerned in the school system. That bothers me. That really bothers me. This is the language you speak every day, and you can't decipher it.
So you mean like reading then?
They can read it, they can comprehend it, but they can't relate it on paper. Okay. It's like a block. And I've noticed that with a lot of black males. I'm dealing with that right now with one of my sons. You know, and I'm trying to get him to understand, to continue the who, what, when, where, why. Continue to remember that. Remember the little puppet hand.
The puppet hand?
Yes, it's a little puppet that I used to do. It's a little puppet hand. It has who right here, what, the actual words, mm-hmm. when, where, you know, who, what, when, where, why. Okay, the five whys. Okay, well, it's five questions really, Mark. Who, what, when, where. And basically what I say, who? Okay. When? You know, just, you know, and then, okay, so what happened? Tell me what happened in the story. And that's your little puppet. Okay.
Okay, I just didn't know what you meant by that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Anything else you want to tell me about language?
Oh, basically this.
Okay, let me go back and see if I can. There's one more section that I skipped because I thought we were running out of time, but we have a bit of time now.
Okay.
So this is, tell me about the things in your house. Like, and that could be anything from like the furniture to the stuff you used to cook.
What do you want to know about it?
Just talk about it. Just describe them to me.
Okay, well, basically. I prefer talking about my kids, but I talk about the things in the house. my house is about to become a show place. Because with home interior and with artistic impression pictures, I'm about to have them put up. You see, there's certain pictures that are up against the wall that are about to be placed. I have things that have to go with them that I'm constantly ordering to make my house a show place. This will be a place for me to have parties for my girlfriend, for home impressions, home interiors, and for my mother for artistic impressions. So I'm doing a little bit of both because they do work hand in hand. I'm excited about it. I try to get my boys to get excited about it so they'll leave the walls alone, get their hands off the wall. And basically, that's about it.
Are these all your trophies, your kids' trophies?
Yes, my boys are active in sports. Some of those are mine. I've been team mom a couple of years. And they play baseball. They play baseball very well. My 10-year-old, he's the all-star king. He makes all-star every year. That's the 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. Okay. The 10-year-old is the all-star. He's just a natural. They all sing. My children all sing. The oldest boy plays the drums. My daughter plays the clarinet and the piano and she sings. The oldest one plays the drums. The next to him, Richard, he plays the saxophone, tuba, and the piano. And Xavier, the 12-year-old, he plays the drums. And my baby boy wants to play the drums, but they all sing. Every last one of them sing.
I wonder where they got that from.
I don't know, girl. Probably from a star.
Okay, I think that about covers it. I think we're about done. Anything else you want to say about life in general or language or culture?
Well, basically, we being the culture that we have, we need to get back to basics. I do feel like our young children, the girls and the boys, have been their values have been turned around. Because as far as the little boys is concerned, they're emanating the jail mentality with the sloop pants and the underwear showing. And that has to, we have to go back to the old school with that, with pulling up your pants, with the belt looking neat, getting that haircut. You understand what I'm saying? And females, as far as the females are concerned, it's okay nowadays to have a baby. It's not okay for you to be 16 with a child. That's not okay. You know, and it's like, oh, I got to go to a baby shower. I was like, stop the magic. Okay, it ain't going on like that. You don't have to go to no baby shower. She doesn't need this. You know, it's just robbing our children of their youth, I feel like. And that gives them more reasons to build larger jails. And it puts more of our children in the welfare line. And that's basically all I got to say. We need to make a change.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.